All right, so let us move on to item 11. This is Gail's, which is the Pension Administration System Project Update. Gail, the floor is yours.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. This is the first update that the board is hearing relating to the new Pension Administration System Project since it was initiated earlier this year. I'm pleased to report that currently we are on schedule with the original project end dates, as well as having the budget on target. The original end dates were the fall of 2023, just about 2 years from now. And then we're anticipating having the member portal live in early 2024. And with that, I'm going to introduce you to Jasmine Lee, who is Sisera's member services manager, and she also serves as Sisera's internal project manager on this project. I also wanted to mention, since this is the first update, and there will be many over the next couple of years with the board, we welcome any feedback that you may have on how to, you know, possibly change the format or content of these updates in any way. So with that, I will turn it over to Jasmine.
Thanks, Gail. Thanks, Gail. I just want to start off with a bit of background. In 2019, the board had approved for Sisera to contract with Siegel to serve as our oversight project management team for the Pension Administration System Conversion Project. And earlier this year, the board had also approved for Sisera to contract with Sagitech to be the vendor for our new pension administration system. Before we get to our update, I just want to mention a few features that the new system will provide to improve customer service to our members. The system will provide productivity metrics for our staff, along with a trackable workflow, which will result in faster retirement calculations. It will provide members with direct access to their account information to instantly received estimate calculations, and it will provide employers with direct access to their employees' membership information, such as tiers and calculations, or sorry, contributions. So at this point, I'd like to turn it over to Sue Ziegler from Siegel. She will be followed by Ed Myers and Casey from Sagitech to give an update on this project.
Hi, good morning. As Jasmine indicated, I'm Sue Ziegler with Siegel, providing project management oversight for the project. You want to go to slide two, or go to slide one? Yes, thank you. And today I'm going to be providing you a high-level status of the project according to this agenda. You can move to slide two. This is a project management team structure. It's been in place since the very beginning of the project. You can see the combined management team of Sisera, Sagitech, and ICON. There's been one change in staffing the management team since the beginning of the project. Sagitech changed their deputy project manager, became the project manager. Sisera was provided the opportunity to approve this change in advance, and it was a seamless transition causing no delays. Son?
I'm sorry, Sue's audio, at least for me, is cutting in and out.
Yeah, so yeah, Sue, I was going to say that sometimes I think it's mine, but on this one, you're warbling and you dropped a little bit from your audio, so I don't know if your signal is going to stabilize, but we may have missed about the last minute of what you said.
Oh no, yeah, it's probably my internet.
Well, we can hear you now, so go ahead.
Can you hear me now? Okay, I don't know if you heard or not, but there's been one management change in the staffing of the team. Sagitech put in their deputy project manager as the project manager, and it was seamless. Sisera approved the change in advance, and it caused no issues for the project. Am I slide three, please? Am I still cutting in and out?
Okay. Are you good?
Good here.
Okay. Just as a reminder of the scope of the project, it includes the implementation of the new pension system, including portals for members and employers, and the integration of imaging, all of which is Sagitech's responsibility. The project also includes the ICON effort to identify the CPAS data that may not comply with certain business rules and manage the associated Cicera data cleansing activities. ICON is also responsible for working with Cicera and Sagitech to ensure the data is converted in the format expected for the new pension system. Next slide, please, slide four. Milestones completed since we began, a short 6 months ago. Project got off to a really good start and fast, a fast start. All the management plans were completed in ahead of schedule. ICON were set up. Cicera subject matter experts, elements that were in the request for proposal. Those were the requirement confirmation sessions. Cicera met with all the employers and informed them of the upcoming project, and two pilot employers who will assist in early testing have agreed to participate, and those two pilots are Contra Costa County and Contra Costa Superior Court. Slide five, please.
Sue, before you move on, please, could you go back to the slide four?
Yes.
Could you drill down just a little bit on requirements confirmation sessions complete? Does that mean the sessions are complete? Does that mean the requirements are now complete? And I have a follow-up question.
Okay, so in the request for proposal, there were some 1,500 requirements.
I'm sorry,
and
I'm losing you again.
These confirmation sessions were with Sagitech to go over each one of those am I back now?
Yes. Why don't you reset that and start again regarding the number of requirements and so on, because you went in and out.
Okay. In the request for proposal, there were about 1,500 requirements, and Cicera and Sagitech met with the subject matter experts to go through each one of those requirements to make sure that there was a consistent understanding between the parties on what the requirements, the intention of the requirements, and those were completed. They went over a number of weeks.
Okay, my follow-up question for Sue or Jasmine is that, as far as I'm concerned, this is the Achilles heel in almost every IT project. To what extent have the requirements now been frozen? And I realize that wouldn't be 100%, but wandering requirements will kill a project. So could
they're not frozen yet.
They're not.
Yes. So the requirements are not frozen yet. We started the design sessions for the function.
Yeah, you're breaking up, Sue.
So, like, we just finished a design session for demographics. Let me about that at this point.
Maybe Jasmine could jump in here. Her connection might be a little stronger.
Yeah, no.
I'm trying to address this issue of freezing requirements. At what point do we think that is going to be a valid goal, an achievable goal?
As Sue was kind of leading on to, we've gone over the requirements. We haven't quite frozen them yet. We're still working through the design phase right now. And there are some requirements that are still up for discussion. So I guess where we're at right now, we're at the elaboration and design phase of the project, and that will last about for the next 18 months or so. So during that period of time, we're still discussing the requirements as we're designing the program.
So, I mean, you don't disagree that slushy requirements, if they continue through a project, will end up at the very least lengthening the project and maybe destroying it.
I'm hoping that's not the case. We are working through them and actively discussing them to make sure that we don't have any hangups, which will further delay the project.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Sue, if you can pick up and continue.
Shall we try to proceed here to slide 5?
Sue, this is Christina.
Yes.
Could you maybe turn your video off? So we can try to increase your internet speed.
Okay. All righty. So following the requirements confirmation, Sagtech provided a revised schedule. Could you go to slide 5, Son? Additionally, the team got a good start on the cleansing of the data, the mapping of your data to the new pension system, and the design for the first set of functionality for pilot 1, the first of 4 pilots. I do want to add just a comment about the response to the question of freezing the requirements. As we go through the design sessions and Sisera approves the designs at the end of that review, that really freezes the requirements. At the end of the design session, Sagitech's going to go off and build to the design document. So they do get frozen at the time the design is approved by Sisera. So move on.
Is that what, Sue, let me ask you a question. Is that something that is done in a formal way, or is that you think is a natural consequence?
No, that is a formal approval. And if there are questions on a requirement and it possibly needs to be reworded as part of the discussions during the design session, they're all documented put in through a change request. So far, we've just had wording changes, nothing that's really changed the scope.
Yeah,
the requirements traceability matrix.
Go ahead and go on. Your connection is still a little warbly, but so far we can hang with you. If not, we can have Jasmine pick up. So go ahead.
Okay, slide on to the next slide, slide 6. So over the next period of time, 90 days, and really, as Jasmine mentioned, into 2023, Sisera is going to be performing basically the same activities they have been performing for the last 2 months, data cleansing and conversion, and design review and approval. I wanted to talk a little bit about the design sessions. Sisera subject matter experts will be in 2 to 3 sessions a day, 3 to 4 days a week during this design period. They'll be seeing demonstrations of the system, understanding and providing feedback on the functionality to be delivered. It's followed by Sisera's review and formal approval of each design. All these activities are very intense and fast paced. The team's been working exceptionally well together. So far, Sisera has been able to meet or beat all their deadlines, allowing Sagitech and ICON to meet theirs. At this point, we have no outstanding issues. There have been items that have needed further discussion, but all of those have been resolved in a reasonable timeframe and to Sisera's satisfaction. I do want to say the one item we are keeping a close eye on is subject matter expert involvement in the sessions, meaning their ability to participate as needed. It's extremely critical, but at this point, it's not an issue, but we're keeping an eye on it. Slide 7, please. So this is a view of the project schedule. As Gail already mentioned, the line distance go live is still scheduled for September 2023. With the member portal going live 4 months later in January. Next slide, Son. Slide 8, please. I just wanted to show a comparison of the schedule dates. You can see that a few of the finished dates were modified. In the case of phases 1, 2, and 3, the dates were modified to reflect the actual finished date. Phase 4 imaging finish date was moved out to accommodate the enhanced understanding of the requirements. And all the remaining dates are the same as they were originally. Slide nine, yeah. Any questions for me?
One suggestion I might make, having reviewed this in the last couple of days, is that in your overview, it might be easier to use a sort of a different project chart, a Gantt chart that's not the high level one, and it's not the ultimate granular one, but so that in a one stop shop, someone can pick up. The project schedule, the Gantt chart for the project, and see in one glimpse where you are on various items, what's behind, what's ahead, or what's meeting schedule, you know, without the need for four or five different graphic, you know, bullet item lists. If you have that actually on a detailed project chart, it might help. Don't know, it might be too busy, but it's just a suggestion.
Okay, we'll take that into consideration. Thank you.
I just have a few questions. They're not necessarily implementation related. I just for my own benefit, because I was not a trustee at the time it was selected. Basically, what kind of system is it? Is it an on-premise system or a cloud system? Like, how is it going to be controlled? Like, where data is going to live? And basically, just in general, what kind of system is this?
Jasmine, do you want to turn it over to Sagitech and let them do their presentation at this point?
Well, I mean, I can wait. If it's going to be covered, yeah, I can definitely wait with this question.
And Dennis, to answer your question on the cloud, it is going to be the data will be held in the cloud. And Sagitech can go over the system a little more.
Okay. And also just a comment, it was mentioned before that there are two pilot agencies who agreed to participate, right, in the pilot, county and the courts. I was just wondering, I know it's kind of usually hard to get volunteers, but like, did we try to get any other special district? Because if I remember, courts used to be at the county, like part of the county. So they might have the same procedures, like processes that county follows. So maybe it would be beneficial to have some other agency that was like completely separate from the county to also participate.
That was taken into consideration. And since the court had left the county, they did change their payroll system and the way they do their payroll. And that's why we chose the courts.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just one last thing, if I could, not to beat a dead horse, but on deliverables, rather than having just this requirements confirmation, sort of a nebulous suggestion out there, could we also have actually something that talks about a date certain when requirements were either frozen or hoped to be frozen? Just add that so that it's not just this discussion bullet, phase three. That's just a little too soft for me.
Okay, we can do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions before we move on to Sagitech? Looks like we're ready to roll.
All right, let me just bring on Ed Myers and Casey from Sagitech to give their update.
Okay. Good morning, my name is Ed Myers. I'm the account executive on this project. I'll be the account executive during the implementation and after the implementation, just to let you know that I'll be here, I'll be building the partnership. So. I just wanted to do a couple introductions. There's some team members on the phone. Srinivas Kolaru is the project manager. John Finnegan is the functional manager. And Jagan Muthami is the delivery manager. We're just going to give a quick update. I'll just talk about the agenda. We're going to talk about the project progress, major deliverables and accomplishments, and important aspects of data conversion, and plans for the next quarter. So the overall performance, I'm just showing this on this screen, where overall status is at 9%. As you can see, phase one, the project startup and planning, we're at 100%. Phase two, the hosting infrastructure setup, which you were asking about, is at 100%. The requirements confirmations, we're at 100%. So we're currently in phase five, the line of business implementation, we're at 5%. And as was explained earlier, that's the elaboration of design, which is we're on schedule. So as you can see, the project, as it's been mentioned, we're on schedule. There haven't been any issues. So we can move to, I just wanted to talk about, I guess it was already mentioned about the line of business. We go live. It remains at September 5th of 2023 is when we are expected to go live. The member self-service is expected to go live on January 8th of 2024. And of course, we'll have the warranty with us until the end of April of 2025. So that's a high level, just a little update. I'm going to turn it over to Casey to get more into how the project is going. So,
good morning, everybody. I'm Casey. I'm the project manager from Sagitech side for the Sister Pension Administration implementation. As part of the project, in the phase one, we initiated the project. We had the kickoff and we started up the project. We had the main project management plans delivered and approved. We had 13 of them. These are like guideposts for the implementation. We handled how changes are done and how they are approved. We actually came up with process for handling requirements, deliverables. All those finer details are handled in the these management plans. In addition to that, we have actually come up with a project repository in SharePoint, which we call CICERA Project Team SharePoint. That layout has been reviewed, approved during the initiation phase. And Sagitech has a robust product implementation and delivery methodology, which was presented to CICERA. And that methodology, which would actually follow a iterative SDLC for each of the pilots, that has been discussed and approved by CICERA. And we also agreed upon how we are going to report the project progress. We're having a bi-weekly status meeting and quarterly board update. That process has been approved. And in phase two, we have went on to set up the hosting environment. As Gail has indicated, the system is a cloud-based system where you have the line of business, the self-service, and the databases all in the cloud. And in the cloud, we also set up NeoTrack system. The NeoTrack is a Sagitech design tool. We actually track the requirements and provide design specifications and track the design specifications to development and testing in this tool. We also set up the initial environments like the development, testing, and conversion environments in the cloud as part of the phase two. When it comes to setting up the user acceptance testing, this environments, training environments, and production environments, we'll be setting these up as we go nearer to the system go live, because that time we would have more, we'll be in a place where we can decide when to set up the environments and what to do next with those environments. We finished phase two, we moved into phase three requirements confirmation. This is the place where what Sagitech did is it identified all the requirements that have been in the RFP. They culled them out and we analyzed from our side, understood the requirements, and wherever we had questions or we sought clarifications, we presented it to CICERA. We discussed them. We got our answers, clarifications, and then we loaded all these requirements for further tracking purposes into the design tool, NeoTrack, from which we actually got the requirements traceability matrix. The way we actually track the requirements is we map the requirements to design specifications, which are addressing multiple functionalities in the system. And then when the design specifications are built, tested, and approved as usable, the requirements are considered to be approved. And based on the requirements traceability matrix, we have estimated the durations that are required for design, development, and testing of each of the specifications. And we came up with the re-baselined project work plan. Phase four, as Sue mentioned, is ECM implementation.
Time out for just a second. This is not a gotcha question, but is that supposed to be then phase four, or is phase four, what happened to phase four?
Thank you very much, Jerry. I'm just addressing that phase four.
It's on your exhibit.
On the slide.
It doesn't appear because we are actually not having phase four right now in the current quarter. We'll be having that starting in January 2022. Phase four is to do with the enterprise content management implementation. We are going to do the imaging and content management implementation in phase four. Since we haven't done anything in that respect, we haven't listed this listed that on this slide.
Since I read ahead, it might be something to take into consideration for the future. The numbering convention is a little unusual.
Okay, and the feedback is taken. I will actually, next time we'll put the phases there. Even if they are not done, we'll just say that they're being handled in the future. That would actually make it clear, I suppose. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I think the general use of the term phasing implies a sequencing or a sequential occurrence of events. And I think that's what Director Holcomb was referring to.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And Casey, one thing that I wanted to mention, you know, with the NEO track, where all the requirements and designs are all going in there. I mean, Cicero will be keeping that up to date for the next how many years? So they're going to have the requirements, you know, when if they have to go out to bid in 10 years or whatever you have, you know, whatever happens there. So it's really nice to have all that information. And when they, if there's any changes or anything, they just keep it all up to date. So.
Thank you, Ed. All right, let's continue.
Thank you, Ed. And then moving on to phase five, once we are done with the re-baseline project work plan, we parallelly started looking at how the solution has to be presented. How does it look, feel? And that has been presented to CICERA. They have looked at the color scheme, the fonts, and they approved what has to be done for line of business and employer self-service. We haven't done the member self-service because that comes in phase six. So that has been approved by CICERA. As a part of the other management plans, we have finalized the testing plan and software release management plans, which were presented to CICERA. They are also approved. And we moved on to the elaboration and design of three functional and foundational modules of the product. The three are NeoBase, Person Demographics, and Organization Demographics. These designs have been presented to CICERA. They have been reviewed by CICERA and approved. And the final, the development piece of the three modules has been kicked off. It's been started and it's been done as we speak. And we moved on to the next set of modules, which happen to be financial transactions and membership. That actually is the implementation achievements. Now we'll move on to the data conversion. Data conversion is a very important aspect. The data conversion plan has been drafted with the fact that ICON is going to do the data cleansing, and they are also going to help us develop the data conversion script, and we will be using those scripts to convert the data from the legacy sources into Sagitech product databases. That plan has been reviewed and approved. Also, as part of data conversion, we have reviewed the legacy data, understood how the legacy data looks. We actually developed a legacy data review document on which CISRA has commented and approved the document. We actually finalized the data movement path, how the data moves from legacy to the target database. And we also started doing the initial data analysis to complete high-level data mapping, mapping the data between the legacy data tables and the Sagitech data tables. We received two cycles of legacy data. The complete legacy data has been shared by ICON with Sagitech, which helped us to finalize and complete high-level data mapping to an extent of 85%. And we are well on schedule to go ahead and do the detailed data mapping, which will be starting in the first week of November. So that is a high level on data conversion. The next piece is probably a bit of a repetition of what Sue said. It is typically the plan that we have for the next quarter. So we are planning to finish the elaboration and design for all the five functional modules in pilot one. We are also planning to finish the high level data mapping. We'll be picking up the data mapping for the base module, so like person and organization. We'll be doing trial data conversions, and we'll also try to finish the configuration. Configuration is loosely used for development. We'll try to finish the development of Neo-based person and organization in the next quarter. And we'll be starting the unit and system testing for these three modules. And as a part of the ECM implementation, we plan to draft the ECM plan and initiate a kickoff for the ECM implementation so that we can pick it up full steam in quarter one of 2022. So those are the milestones and deliverables for the next quarter. And that's all I have. If you have any questions.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Any questions for Casey before we give it back to Ed? Looks like we don't have any. So Ed?
That's our presentation. So if any of you have any questions, just let us know. We're here. And like I said, I'm here during the implementation and after implementation, so you'll be seeing me for a long time. So
we know where to find you.
If not, I'll see you at one of the SACRs or one of the conferences when we go back. So
indeed.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Very informative. I'm glad to hear we're on time, on budget, and moving ahead. It's the most important thing we have going.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you.